they are going to expand it. It's in quite a strange way, because obviously MotoGP is a prototype class, so prototype racing is very expensive. But what they're allowing is they're allowing more, say, standard bikes, like superbikes, to be raced with prototype chassis and, prototype development, say. And these bikes will be allowed a little bit more fuel, a bit more power from that, and bits and pieces. But there's guys who are more technically astute than what I am, and they kind of think that it won't really work. Like you can, it's going to be a cheaper form of racing and bolster the MotoGP grid, but it's for the guys on them bikes, it's going to be a battle. Who can get the last point, and there's. Not interested in that. It's for me next year. I think the goal is superbike, a very competitive superbike. If I can't get on a very competitive superbike, then I prefer to stay where I am, because I know that the right opportunity will come along at some point. As long as I just try and keep doing what I'm doing. So yeah, the number one goal for me next year is superbike, on as best a bike as I can get my hands on. But yeah, we've got to do the business this year first.